Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me as I sit in for Alan this week.
Hello, Toby. Nice to speak to you again.
Matt, I thought we would start with a bit of an update on what the RNIB and our sight loss partners are doing to support blind and partially sighted people who are feeling the impact of the cost of living crisis, as I think we are officially in autumn now and going into winter.
Yeah, absolutely. A topic we've talked about on my slot on the station for many weeks, and you know, we shouldn't apologise for coming back to it again. You know, clearly, as you say, we're now in September. I think everyone's now looking forward into autumn, having had a sort of, you know, a very warm, light summer where some of these pressures have seemed a bit distant, you know, because of the hot temperatures and the drought and all those sorts of things. But it's a bit more real now we're into autumn. It is something that's exercising us a lot, something I'm throwing a lot of my time at with my senior team. And just to go through a few things for the listeners. And first of all, just to draw everyone's attention to the information that already exists on our website. Yeah, the first item on the website on our homepage is a cost of living fact sheet, which actually is really good and gives a whole ton of information and guidance around, you know, help and assistance and information in critical areas such as energy, groceries, access to sort of grants and funds and those sorts of things. So already that exists, and I think is a good start, I think, in terms of giving information. I think all of us realise, particularly with energy caps going up in October and potentially getting into spring, you know, with very visible inflation on things like foodstuffs, which, you know, people have to buy. Petrol is still historically high, even if it's come off the sort of highs of a couple of months ago recently. So these things aren't going to go away. And whichever person becomes Prime Minister next week, I'm sure we will see a lot of action. But whether that's going to be enough, whether they can do enough in the short term is actually probably an unrealistic expectation. So this is going to be a challenge. I think what we're doing is trying to think bigger than we have done, if I'm honest, you know, think outside the box a bit in terms of what we might do. You know, I think the real focus is on sort of heating and eating. And for us, we are actively now trying to, you know, exploit our good relationships with energy companies and sort of the grocers who we do have good relationships with on a variety of fronts to see what we can do to, you know, generate and extend, you know, what is tangible, practical help on the critical areas of heating and eating, frankly. And so we're in the foothills of those sort of conversations, but actually, you know, there is an onus on getting on and getting to some solutions quite quickly, because clearly this will bite, I think, in a month or so once the clocks go back and the weather does start to get colder and it gets darker. So, you know, we are doing a lot around that. We're looking at ideas such as using office space for warm banks, actually. And again, you know, we have offices around the country. To your question, you know, we're also having a lot of these conversations with our partners, particularly in the Disability Charity Consortium and within the VI sector, to see, you know, what we can do to sort of make the whole greater than the sum of the parts. And you will have seen in the press, you know, various charities have actually done one or two things unilaterally already, such as Sense, which we're closely monitoring. So, I mean, I think the simple summary would be do, you know, look at the RNIB websites and social media, because you'll find a ton of actually very valid information, which we're updating almost sort of real time to make sure it's always bang up to date. And we'll actually beef up our communications to make it much more sort of front and centre every week to really, really make the point that we and our partners are getting up to date information out there. We will be working on solutions with partners, we'll be campaigning with government, and we'll be looking to see what we can do to leverage our resources, such as our buildings, there to help people through the critical winter months. So, you know, it's quite a sobering problem. We need to come up with some imaginative and practical solutions that really do help and not just superficial. And that's the aim of me and the team. And it's where we're throwing a lot of time at the moment.
Well, we'll hope to maybe hear more news as the weeks go on. And of course, obviously, there'll be details about the RNIB website a bit later. Next week, Matt, on Monday the 5th of September, sees the start of Remember a Charity Week. And this is obviously quite important, because leaving a legacy in your will can obviously help the work of the RNIB in supporting blind and partially sighted people. And it is quite easy to leave a legacy in your will to the RNIB, and the RNIB legacy team can help people to do that and give advice on writing and updating your will for free as well. And as I said, legacies are very important to supporting the work of the RNIB, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And historically, it's been and is currently a major source of our income. Probably about 40% of our income comes through legacy requests. So we're enormously indebted to, you know, the very generous people who remembered us in their wills and had a very sort of positive experience of receiving great services from us, you know, particularly our reading services, also, you know, our sight loss advice service, our helpline, our welfare services, employment services, all of which, you know, every year over 100,000 people would benefit from. And actually many people have had support from those for many, many years and, you know, reflect that in their wills. So, yeah, it's massively important for us. We have a team within our fundraising team, our legacy team, who work on this. There's a lot of information on our website about how you could create a will, which is, you know, clearly quite a sort of somber subject, but we all have to do it. I've done mine, how you create a will and actually how you could do that easily and end up leaving the RNIB something generously in your bequest. So very important for us, you know, so massively indebted to people historically who've left us money and clearly it's an area of focus for us in engaging with customers and helping people, you know, recognise the RNIB in their wills that they're creating now.
And this week also sees a celebrity event to mark the end of this year's cross-charity mentoring scheme. And I believe there were 200 people who took part this year in the scheme as a mentor or mentee. And there were 75 people from the RNIB. And at the event, those people who took part will be sharing their experiences of the scheme and what they have gained from getting involved in the mentoring scheme. This is a great opportunity for people to gain experience and also share experience in too. And good to see that a number of RNIB employees were involved this year.
Yes, it is. I mean, I've been involved, actually. I mentored someone from Sense. And I think, you know, mentoring generally, you know, we can often feel very busy in our day-to-day jobs and sort of almost not have time to sort of, you know, reflect on how it's going for us actually in the job, and actually having a mentor, whether they're inside your organization or outside your organization, who can provide a bit of perspective, maybe a bit of distance, you know, got some experience that's relevant to bring, and actually, you know, is an objective source of information, an objective sounding board, who isn't your line manager or someone in the organization who you might feel a bit awkward having the most candid sort of conversations with. And so the general principle, you know, of having mentors and coaches is a really solid one. And I know I've had benefit from that in my career. So I'm delighted we're in this scheme. One of our great team, Andy Smith, runs this for us, does a brilliant job. And, you know, the 200 or so in the scheme are across a number of charities. And I'm delighted that of the 200, 75 from the RNIB, you know, reflecting, I think, how well we sort of present this internally and how much people see the sort of benefits that I've just mentioned. So, you know, on next week, as you say, Toby, we're closing down sort of this year's scheme in essence and sort of a bit of a celebration for that. And the following day, we launch next year's scheme, actually. So, you know, people can get involved. If you're an employee and you're listening to this, you can get involved, get hold of Andy Smith. But it's a great scheme and I think gives a lot of objective benefit to people who appreciate having someone outside their sort of chain of command to be able to talk to and get some good advice from.
And if you would like to find out more about the mentoring scheme, or if you would like to leave a legacy in your will to the RNIB, you can always visit the RNIB website, that's rnib.org.uk, and pages for a legacy leaving a gift in your will can be found at rnib.org.uk/legacy. And you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or if you have an Amazon smart device, you can always ask dear old lady A to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, Matt, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Toby, my pleasure. And as we were discussing earlier, let's hope for a bit of rain in the weather in the next week to help the gardens. So maybe talk about that next week as well. But nice to speak to you. Thank you.